Hello, everybody from the GWA community. This is Sinful Stella's AMA. I am Sinful Stella, or Rachel. There you go. You can all call me Rachel now. That's my real name. So hi, everybody. Okay. Okay, I am... First off, it's late here, and I'm doing this in a very sleep-deprived state. I think I've got only maybe 6 hours in the past couple of days. I'm a high-functioning insomniac, so yeah. So if I tend to ramble or not make sense, I apologize profusely. Blame lack of sleep, and that'll be fine. Blame lack of sleep and a multitude of orgasms, because that's really what's been going on. Those two things combined are just fucking with me, basically. So, yeah. That's my life. Not enough sleep. One too many orgasms. Yay. Okay, yeah, so I'm just gonna jump into questions. I don't have them in any particular order, I just have them, like, in order of who gave them to me first. and I've only kind of gone over some of them, but not really. So, hopefully this goes good. Alright, I'm going to start with one of my absolute favorites, bunch of questions from a shy exhibitionist whom I adore. You know I do, sweetie. I so adore you. Okay. Alright, neat or messy? Ugh. I really want to be neat. I really, really want to be neat, but I'm not. Probably 99% of the time my apartment looks like something blew up, and not in a good way. So, I would love to be a neat person, and I just... I don't have the wherewithal to really keep my place tidy. I have way too many books and just shit. There's just too much stuff. So, yeah. So, unfortunately, messy. Okay. Cats or dogs? Okay, I grew up with cats. I love cats. But I think I'm more of a dog person. That's kind of a toss-up, though. You know, I love them both. I guess I'd go with dogs. Okay. Toffee or fudge? Fudge, specifically. Peanut butter fudge, which is just fucking awesome. But unfortunately, I don't eat junk food anymore, so I haven't had that in years, but still, love it. Long hair or short? Long, right now. I'm all for long hair. For me, I've had long hair and short hair. I've cut my hair. I let my hair get really long, and then I just go, I can't fucking stand it, and I go and have it chopped off. So right now I'd go with long. On a guy, however, it doesn't matter as long as he's, you know, attractive. So I'm not really sure if that's a good enough answer, if that made any sense whatsoever. Okay. Sweet or savory? Savory. Yeah. Yeah, I'm all for the savory. Yeah, I'm a nice juicy cheeseburger type girl, you know, just that flavor. Mm, yeah. Okay. Spring or autumn? Autumn, absolutely. I love the fall. My favorite holiday is in the fall, Halloween, which we obviously just celebrated. I love Halloween. And where I live, as we switch to seasons, there are a lot of trees, and so everything changes color, and you get those beautiful reds and yellows, and just, I love fall. I love the cold weather. I love the overcast, you know, a lot of rain, and just, it's wonderful. Yeah, so, autumn. E-books or paper books? Well, I'm gonna have to go with e-books. If I could get all of the books that I have in my library on my Kindle, I would. Yeah. So I probably like a year ago, I would have said paper books. Like, oh God, you can't have the same experience reading a book if it's on a tablet. But it's fucking awesome. I mean, I can take hundreds of books with me anywhere at any time. So yeah, ebooks, and I do take that many with me. So yeah. Okay. Peanut butter or chocolate spread? Peanut butter. Love peanut butter. Don't eat it, but I love it. Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings? Okay, if you're talking about the books, it's Harry Potter. All the way. I never made it through the Lord of the Rings books. I only made it through half of the first one, and it just bored me to tears. So, yeah, but if you're talking about the movies, however, as good as the more recent Harry Potter movies were, which they were fucking awesome, it's Lord of the Rings all the way. I mean, yeah, please. So yeah, I'm a Lord of the Rings movie girl. Specifically Return of the King. That God, that movie was just epic. Yeah. Okay. Move on before I actually show how much of a geek I really am. Yeah. Hot drinks or cold? Cold. I like warm or hot tea, but I'm a cold drink person. Cold water, cold pop, or Diet Pepsi. Yeah, I like cold. Cold coffee is great. Iced coffee. Ugh, God, what I wouldn't kill for an iced cafe mocha right now. but unfortunately it's 1:30 in the morning and I don't have any caffeine like that. Okay. Superheroes or supervillains? Supervillains. You know this. Come on now. Loki and Thor movies. Mm-hmm. You know why. We all know why I choose supervillains. Blindfolds or gags? Blindfolds. I love blindfolds. I don't I'm not gonna actually say, I wouldn't say I don't like things in my mouth. Obviously that's not true. But I'm not a fan of like being gagged, or you know, that may change over time, but who knows. But blindfold, oh God, I love being blindfolded. That just heightens how you feel. I love it. Okay. Series of questions. What's your favorite? Nail polish color. Really, really, really dark, almost black blue. It has always been my favorite. I like it. I mean, I don't wear nail polish that often, but when I do, I go for dark. Animal. Meerkat. That's a true answer. Yeah, a meerkat. Meerkats are like the cutest little creatures on the face of the earth. They're just, They really are. They're just absolutely adorable. Okay. TV show, Supernatural. If you don't know what it is, look it up. You will not fucking regret it. I'm not even going to try and explain it. Just Google Supernatural TV show and prepare to have your mind blown. It's that good. So, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's just me. Yeah, it could suck. You know, you could Google it and find out that it's like the worst thing you've ever heard of, but I highly doubt that. It's actually a really good show. And I'm obsessed with it. There's a spoken rule in my family that when that show is on, I cease to exist in the world. So don't bother me unless it's a life or death situation. And in the 9 years that show has been on the air, I've only missed 2 episodes. One was because of a vacation, and the other was because of my dad was in the hospital. So that's what it takes to get me to miss an episode. I'm obsessed with it. And again, rambling and showing how much of a geek I am, so I'm moving on. Christmas song. It's not too early. It is too early. I love the song Santa Baby. The version that Kylie Minogue did, quite a few years ago. I sing that song all the time around Christmas. All the time. So I think that's my favorite. But I also like, Mariah Carey did this version of All I Want for Christmas. And I'm not a Mariah Carey fan. I've never been. But it's the only song by her that I like. And it just, I don't know, it puts me in that Christmas mood. So I love Christmas music because I love Christmas. So, you know, and now you have me thinking about Christmas music, and now you have me thinking about Christmas, and now I want it to be Christmas. So thank you for that. Okay. Item in your room. Oh. Favorite item in my room. Oh, God. I have so much shit that I have no idea what it would be, to be honest. No, I do. In the room that I'm currently in, I have a Christmas present from my parents from last year, which is still in the same spot. It is this completely awesome glitter TARDIS that they made me. If you know what the glitter houses are, they create like these houses out of cardboard and stuff, and then they cover them in glitter, and they so it sparkles and it looks really pretty. But this is literally a perfect reproduction of the TARDIS from Doctor Who, and it's blue, and it has everything to it, and it has a little like light inside it that you can turn on, so it looks like it's flashing, so it actually looks like it's about to disappear. And again, I'm showing how much of a geek I am, but it's Doctor Who. And that was one, the best gift I ever got, and two, it really is my favorite thing in the room. It's always there, and I just love it. I don't just bring it out for Christmas, it's always on display, and it is just the coolest thing ever. And they handmade it and completely surprised me, and I love it. So, yeah. Okay. Alright, moving on. A pair of shoes that you own or ones that I want to. I have my boots, my winter boots. They're Uggs. But they're made for snow, so they have a really thick sole on them. And I bought them last year? Yeah, last year. And that's really... I'm an odd person when it comes to footwear, because currently I have my Uggs and I have flip-flops. I have absolutely no other shoes in my wardrobe. So I have both extremes, either the absolute cold or absolute warm. I have no in between. And that's just because I really don't like shoe shopping. So that's just, yeah, that happens. So yeah. But those are my favorites, and they're just so warm, and they're great shoes. I know they're not the most attractive shoes in the world, but they're great. So yeah. Okay. Thing to do whilst drunk. I don't actually drink. I stopped drinking quite a few years ago. I was never much of a drinker. But if I think about what my favorite thing to do when I was drunk was, it was dancing around, which, you know, I do in the privacy of my own home, but I never do around people, except for when I get alcohol in me, and then I'm just like, I'm all good, I'm just, put some good music on, and I will dance like a loon. So, yeah. I think it's my favorite thing to do when I'm drunk, and that's one of the reasons I no longer drink, most likely. Type of knickers. I like boy shorts. I really do. They're sexy, you know? I mean, you get, like, a nice pair of boy shorts. Yeah. They're very sexy. They make your ass look good. So, yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna go with that. Alright. Mythical creature, unicorn. I fucking love unicorns, but not for the reason most people would think. They're violent creatures, and I say that because in an episode of Supernatural, there was a unicorn that impaled a guy. In one of my favorite movies, Cabin in the Woods, there was a unicorn that impaled a guy. So I now love unicorns, because they're so twisted and awesome. So yeah, that's it. Color. Black. I'm gonna, you know, I think black. I own a lot of black. I really do. But yeah, you know, I do. Yeah. Black and pink. Those are sort of the two extremes, but black and pink. I own a lot of stuff that's pink. But I like black, so I'm gonna go with black. I totally rambled on there for a moment, and I actually zoned out for a second while I was answering that question. That's how tired I am. I have no idea what I just said. I'm fucking zoning out when I'm trying to answer a simple question. Wow. Okay. Right. Holiday I've been on. I don't travel that much, but probably South Carolina. I was there for a week when my youngest niece was born, which was a few years ago. So I was there visiting my brother and sister-in-law and my nieces, and I think it was great. You know, besides the fact that I couldn't go outside because I'm allergic to pine trees, and that's all they have in South Carolina is pine. But yeah, I think that was my favorite. Yeah, I loved spending time with my family. I adore my nieces, so that was a great thing. And I guess that qualifies as a holiday. I mean, you're away from your home, so beyond that, I really haven't been many other places. Maybe my uncle's place in Ohio. He lives out in the middle of the wooded area, and so that's nice. But yeah, I'm gonna have to go with South Carolina. Yeah, okay. Smell. That's a tricky one. I could go the... Okay, I'm gonna go two routes here. I'm gonna go the non-sexual route, which is the smell of my shampoo, which smells like violet flowers, which is really nice. And then there's the dirty route, which, not dirty, but, you know, the sexual, which is the musky smell of man. I love how men smell. I really do. Yeah. Men. I think my favorite is probably just that manly smell. Yeah. All you women know what I'm talking about. Okay. Present I've been given. I actually referenced this earlier with my favorite thing in the room. The Doctor Who glitter TARDIS. Best gift ever. Handmade, awesome, just like the greatest. I love my parents for like doing that. So yeah, that one. Comedian. Oh god. I'm gonna go with Louis C.K. He never fails to make me laugh so hard that I'm crying. It's either him or Kevin Hart. Both of them do that, but, yeah, I'm gonna go with Louis C.K. I fucking love him. He's just, god, he's so funny. Yeah, if you don't know who he is, look him up. He's great. What am I currently wearing? You couldn't resist. Of course you couldn't resist, sweetie. I am currently wearing I'm like wearing my most girly thing tonight, too. A pink t-shirt. Super soft. Because I'm all for soft. Really dark blue shorts. Which I don't know why. Because it's actually cold here. But for some reason I'm still dressed like it's summer. And that is it. And I think I just gave away that I'm not wearing underwear. Because I just said that was it. So, well, now you all know. I don't. Yeah. I'm going to move on now. What never fails to cheer me up? My nieces. I have three nieces, and no matter what, if I could be in like the worst mood in the world, which I rarely am, but I can be, and I just have to look at a picture of them and I'm just immediately happy. So I think that's the one thing that cheers me up the most. Yeah. Okay. What is my biggest pet hate? I guess it's pet peeve. Yeah. okay. This is a huge one for me. I can't stand when people pronounce sandwich as sam-witch with an M. There's no fucking M in the word sandwich. Seriously. It's not there. It's a non-existent letter. It's sand-witch with a D, not an M. The most annoying thing in the world to me. It's like nails down a chalkboard every time I hear somebody do that. My dad actually says that to me. He says sandwich because he knows it annoys me. And every time he does that, I want to just throw him down a flight of stairs. I would never do that. I love my father very much. But the thought does cross my mind every time he says sandwich. Yeah. Obviously that pisses me off way more than it should. I'm gonna blame the fact that I'm really tired, that I just went on a rant about people who say, who mispronounce sandwich. Wow, okay. Oh, God, okay. Moving on. Okay, it's not quite a question. Describe myself in 5 words. Let's see. Honest, genuine, happy, cynical, which I can be, and I got the 4 words and I just blanked. Honest, artistic. I'll go with that. Okay, yeah, so that, and I don't remember what I just said. Honest, genuine, happy, cynical, artistic. There you go. That's the 5 words that describe me. The cynical thing is the contradiction in that, but, I am a contradiction of myself all the time. So, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. When you were little, what did you want to be when you grew up? Oh my God, what did I want to be? I had odd things. I didn't want to be like a doctor or a lawyer or anything like that. Oh, I actually kind of still do want to be. I wanted to be a therapist. Yeah. Just like a therapist, like for mental health. I am basically a therapist to a lot of people just because people talk to me. They feel that they can tell me things and, like, I won't tell other people and I won't judge. And that's true. I don't do that. So I think that's a skill that I was just born with. So I always wanted to do that ever since I was a kid. And I never followed through with it because of my own severe anxiety disorder. But I basically, I'm the type of person you can tell me anything and I keep it in confidence and I'm non-judgmental. So, I should have added that to the 5 words. I should have added, like, non-judgmental. See, I would have thought of that if I were more awake, but yeah, anyway. Okay. But yeah, that's it. I wanted to be a therapist. So, and I still kind of do, and who knows, maybe one day I will. I still have some growing up to do. What was your best and worst school subject? Well, I was homeschooled, so we didn't actually have the standard subjects. It wasn't set up the way school was. But my worst was probably history. I have a hard time, excuse me. I have a hard time holding on to facts like dates and names. I'm horrible at that. And so I always had a lot of trouble with history. So, and I think that's still a touchy subject for me. Best subject? I don't think I had like a best subject. English. I don't know, I'm thinking art's not a subject, but that would have been it. that's my big thing. But I think probably English or like literature or whatever that would be. I don't exactly know what the subjects were in school. We had a bit of a different sort of schooling. So, yeah. But, yeah, probably English. So, I'm gonna go with English. Okay, wait, where was I? What song stuck in your head at the moment? What is it called? crap, what is the song called? It's by a musician, Willie Moon. That, is it Yeah Yeah, I think? I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. I just got that the other day, and I've been listening to it, and it's playing around in my head right now, but I like it, so I'm okay with that. It's a good song, so. I lost my place, sorry. Okay, what was the last book you read? What did you think of it? Okay, the last book I read and finished, it was actually a graphic novel, I think. Yeah, I'll qualify that as a book, because previous to that, I don't remember the last book I finished. I'm really bad at finishing books. I don't like endings, and I read a lot, and currently I'm up around 100 books that I'm reading at this moment. Some of them I've been reading for years. I have the ability to remember every single fiction book I've ever read. I can start reading it, get halfway through, put it down, not pick it up for 5, 6, 7 years, and I can remember everything I read. Don't ask me how. But because of that, I don't tend to finish books very fast, unless I just get really, really sucked into them. So I think previous to the graphic novel would have been a more like a book would have been, what would have been? Lucky Like Us. I don't remember the author's name. I finished that one very recently. But the graphic novel that I literally just finished the other day, is called Harker, and it's fucking awesome graphic novel. It's the Harker, the Book of Solomon, and it's awesome. I like graphic novels, and that was a good one. But that's basically the last book I just read. I finished. So yeah, that one. Okay. What picture do you currently have as your phone desktop background? Okay. Before I say what this is, let me clarify that I lost kind of it wasn't a bet. I'm gonna say I lost a bet, because I don't remember exactly how I got roped into this, but I'm pretty sure it was that I answered like something wrong, or I can't completely remember how, but just this is something that it's my the background on my phone is a dick pic. and I have completely, I was told to tell you whose it is because of this. And, it's a dick pic of, he goes by the name Ozjazz, but everybody knows his name. His name is Justin. So yes, I have a picture as the background of my iPhone of his massive cock. And I say massive because it is. It's actually quite impressive. So, ladies, if you're interested, just, contact him. And, yeah. So, but that's what it is. Typically, it's a photo of Tom Hiddleston. And on my iPad,
it's a photo of Tom Hiddleston. Usually both lock and background are photos of him. And now that I've said that, I can actually change it back to a photo of Tom Hiddleston. Not that I don't like the dick pic, because I do. But still, I prefer Tom Hiddleston over everything. So, yeah. Okay. Where in the world would you most like to live? London, actually. Ever since I was a kid, I've always wanted to go to London. I've always wanted to live there. I have no idea why. I've never been there. I couldn't tell you what it is that attracts me, or that, yeah, that attracts me to London, but I just, I don't know, I've always wanted to go there, and I've always wanted to live there, so, you know, and I'm still relatively young, I guess. You never know what'll happen, so, maybe one day. Where in the fictional universe would you most like to live? Raccoon City in the Resident Evil, like, movies and stuff. Raccoon City. That sounds weird, but I love zombies. I love zombies. And I love Resident Evil. And I just think it would rock to be able to live in Raccoon City during the zombie outbreak. So, yeah. That's fictional. And it's a universe, so. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that one. It's really the one that I thought of, so yeah, we'll go with that. And I apologize if I don't make much sense, like I said, if I ramble on. Because currently I'm already half hour in and I'm not even through the first batch of questions. Shit, this is gonna be long. I apologize so much for it being long. Okay. Okay. What's a quality or talent you wish you had? I wish I could play the violin. I've always wanted to. I don't have the... Well, that's not true. No, you know, I don't think I really have the drive. Well, not the drive, just the patience to actually do it. But I've always wanted to be able to play the violin. I love violin music, and, you know, I think it'd be nice to be able to play that. So, you never know. I could learn just on my own. So, at some point, just for me. Which fictional character are you most like? I'm gonna go with Daria. But, you know, I think I'm not as cynical as her, but I always identified very well with Daria from the TV show, the cartoon Daria. If you don't know what that is, Google. It's awesome. I have the whole season, the whole series, and it's just, I love it. But yeah, I'll go with that. I just realized how often I'm saying I'll go with that right now. Oh god, I'm gonna listen back to this and just the head in hand. Okay. Where was I? Do you embarrass easily? No, actually, I don't really remember the last time I was embarrassed. It takes a lot, like a whole lot. So yeah, I'm definitely not easily embarrassed, obviously. Put my orgasms out online. If I were embarrassed, whew, I'd be screwed. Okay, if you were famous, what would you be famous for? I'd like to be famous for art. I'm a painter. I don't consider myself a very good painter, but I do paint a lot when I get the inspiration, which I haven't had for a few months now, so I just have blank canvases and paint just lying around trying to find a way to get on, you know, put together, and who knows when I'll get back to it. So... But yeah, I think I'd like to be famous for my art, or my photography, or just something like that. Okay. Do you prefer surprising people or being surprised? I prefer surprising people, actually. I don't really deal well with surprises when they're thrown at me. But I love doing things for people that they're not expecting, or just, you know, just, I love that. I really do. I love, it's like gift giving. I don't really like getting gifts, but I love giving them. So, yeah. Okay. And this is the question that, this is why I adore you so much. I love this question. Snog, marry, avoid, which is obviously a different way of saying fuck, marry, kill, which is what we say. Tom Hiddleston, James McAvoy, and Michael Fassbender. Okay. I'm going to go with snog, Michael Fassbender. Because in America that would be fuck, and yes, in a heartbeat. Marry Tom Hiddleston. Do I even need to explain that? Come on, every single day, like, huh? And unfortunately, I'd have to go with avoid James McAvoy, which is really hard because he's so gorgeous. But, oh, God, yeah. So I'd have to do that, yeah. Yeah. I would totally want Tom Hiddleston every single fucking day. And if you've seen the movie Shame, and I've said this on the last recording that I did, like this, the masturbation one, Michael Fassbender, if you have not seen the movie Shame, you should see it, because he's packing something pretty good. So, yeah, Michael Fassbender's, yep, yeah, Okay, moving on. Okay, what were you thinking about the last time you masturbated? Oh God, what was I thinking about the last time? How good it felt, actually. It was really, it was intense, and it was long. It was a couple hours, and by that point, I was really, really into it. So I think that's what it was. But if I have to pick, like, something that I'm actually thinking of, I'm gonna go back to Tom Hiddleston, because I was actually listening to Octopussy and the Living Daylights right before, which made me all tingly, and just thinking about that is making me all tingly now. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, either just Tom Hiddleston or how good it felt, or the combination of the two, because they go together. So, yeah. Okay. Which GWA member would you most like to meet in real life? Oh, I have to go back to that. I guess I do. I don't embarrass easily, but I do. Oh, God. I don't think I can say this. Okay, fine. Oh, fuck. Okay, all I can hope is that he doesn't listen to this at all whatsoever, like, ever. I think the one person that I'd really like to meet is Libidinous UK. Yeah. Okay. And I'm just gonna go past that and pray right now. No, not pray, but you know what I mean. Like, hope he doesn't actually listen to this ever, because then I would be kind of embarrassed. Okay. Fuck it. I'm gonna go on. Have you ever fantasized over a teacher? If so, details, please. Well, I was homeschooled, so if I fantasized over a teacher, that would have been really awkward. but no, actually, when I was about 19, I took a class for a GED. I didn't stick in the class because I realized that everything that they were teaching us was just straight out of the book, and I could read the book cheaper. But the teacher was really sexy. So I was only there for a couple classes, but, he was distracting. Yeah. And I remember I had the urge to just go up to him and straddle him and, you know, and fuck him in front of the class of other students. It made for some interesting couple classes that I went to. So, yeah. Okay, where was I, which fetishes really turn you off? Oh God, there, you know, it,
not a lot turns me off, to be honest. Because apparently I'm just a horny little biatch. And I can't believe I just said that. God. Okay. I think if I had to choose... things that involve certain bodily fluids, I don't find very attractive. Like, not the normal things that come with sex, but just, you know. And I'm really, I'm very turned off with the whole, incest thing. I get it. It's all good if, like, if it's your thing, like, awesome. Good that you found something that turns you on, because I'm all for things that turn people on. Even if it doesn't turn me on, I can completely put myself in your position as to why it turns you on. But I think those are the few that are turnoffs for me. So, what never fails to turn you on so much, the big ones, God, oh, I love accents. I love accents. Like yours, sweetie. You're so great accent. I love yours. I like English accents a lot. Irish, Scottish. I really like accents. So I think that really turns me on. The musky smell of man, obviously, is a huge turn on. Horror movies. I know that sounds weird, but if it's like a really good horror movie, I get turned on. Yeah, so those are the big ones for me. I don't know why I get turned on with horror movies, but I watched World War Z recently, and that movie just got me all manner of tingly. And it wasn't just because of Brad Pitt. Although he was a big part of it. I don't know. But I love horror movies, so, you know, maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's some, like, deep psychosis thing from when I was a kid that I don't remember, like, some suppressed thing. I don't know. But yeah. Okay. Excuse me. My throat's a bit raw. And I will leave it to your imagination to figure out why. Okay. These are from Playful Little One. What is something about yourself you wish you could get other people to understand, but no one seems to know? I was just thinking about this. I'm drawing a blank right now, but I know it'll come back to me, like, in a second. I think a lot of people are hesitant to trust somebody from the get-go. And there's a good reason for that, because a lot of people have been hurt, and just because there a lot of people were hurt. But I'm genuinely a trusting person. I mean, I'm the type of person that you can meet me and 2 seconds later tell me your deepest, darkest secret, and it stays between us. That's just how I am. And I think most people tend to lump you in with everybody else. And it can be hard for people to understand that you're not like that. So, and I think that's what I just really wish more people knew, more people understood. So, I think so. I think. Yeah, if that made any sense. Okay. What about yourself do you love the most? I do like my personality, but it could use a few changes. I like my smile. Like, I love my smile. I have crooked teeth. I have had an anxiety disorder my entire life, and at some point in my childhood, I had my baby teeth falling out and my regular teeth growing in, and I wouldn't let my parents remove my teeth, so I ended up with my regular teeth growing in behind the baby teeth, and they're crooked.
And they're the ones on the side of the front teeth, which I don't remember their names. And I now have crooked teeth. But because it happened when I was little, instead of being self-conscious of it, I forced myself to smile. Until it just became natural. So I smile all the time. I love smiling. I tend to think that it's something that can turn somebody's day around. And it's warm and it's inviting and it's genuine. And I think that's my favorite thing about myself. That my ass. I have a really great ass. I've been working out and so I now have a really, really good ass. Wow. I went from genuine to superficial in like a heartbeat. That's fantastic. God, that's great, Rachel. That was just brilliant. Okay. Tell us your favorite joke. All right, I have a favorite joke, and I pulled it up because I wanted to get it right. And I apologize because it's a blonde joke. To anybody who's blonde listening to this, I am so sorry, but this is fucking hysterical. Okay. This is blonde horseback riding. And if you've heard it before, then you're already laughing. If you haven't, prepare yourself. A blonde decides to try horseback riding. We wait until, like, the fucking train whistle stops. God, sometimes I really hate living a block away from the train. Okay. A blonde decides to try horseback riding, even though she has no lessons or prior experience. She mounts the horse unassisted, and it immediately springs into motion. It gallops along at a steady and rhythmic pace, but the blonde begins to slip from the saddle. In terror, she grabs for the horse's mane, but cannot seem to get a firm grip. She tries to throw her arms around the horse's neck, but she slides down the side of the horse anyway. The horse gallops along, seemingly ignorant of its slipping rider. Finally, giving up her frail grip, the blonde attempts to leap away from the horse and throw herself to safety. Unfortunately, her foot becomes entangled in the stirrup, and she is now at the mercy of the horse's pounding hooves, as her head is struck against the ground over and over and over. She starts to lose consciousness, but to her great fortune, Bobby, the Walmart greeter, sees her and unplugs the horse.
It's such a stupid joke. And I heard that joke like a few years ago and I was dying from the get-go. It was that good. So that is my favorite joke. And again, I'm so sorry to blonde women everywhere that I told that joke. It's funny. It's really funny. Oh God. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm just laughing at it. This is so stupid. Just the visual that I get in my head every time I read that joke. It causes me to cry from laughter. Okay.
If you could either only orgasm by your own hand or only by the hand of another for the rest of your life, which would you choose? In other words, you can either never masturbate to orgasm again, or only orgasm through masturbation, not through sex, oral, whatever. I would go with masturbation by my own hand, because, loophole here, just because I can't have an orgasm with them, like there, they can't cause the orgasm, doesn't mean I can't have the orgasm with them. So, like, I can still masturbate while other things are happening. So, I can orgasm, no matter what. See? Ha! Loophole. That is, like, the stupidest logic I think I've ever come up with, but, yeah, that's my answer. Okay. Alright. These ones are, and I'm not gonna say, like, everybody, who gave me questions, because I don't know if everybody would be okay with. I know the ones that are, like, definite, so I've said them so far, or the ones I'm assuming are, and I'm sorry if I'm not supposed to. Oops. Anyway,
but I know this is cool. So this is Oz Jazz. Okay. And of course he said that all of his questions must be answered in as much detail as possible. Fuck you. What are all of your sexual fantasies? Dude, I could spend like the next 5 hours going through my sexual fantasies. You know that. So again, I say fuck you. I'll give you basics. I think my biggest sexual fantasy is very BDSM. A lot of tying down, maybe a little riding crop, a little spanking, you know, a little something. I like the dominant thing. I mean, it's not, I don't want, pain, really, and I don't want, degrading or anything like that. But I like a good dominant man, and that's a big fantasy of mine. Some others. Oh God, public sex in public or just masturbation, but for me, masturbation in public, obviously. That's a big fantasy of mine. What else? Sex with a woman is a big one. Sex with a man is a big one, to be honest with you. Just sex in general is a big one. And I will get to that eventually of why that's a big one. But I'm going to make you all wait. Of course, that's if you don't already know, and you should, because you should be paying attention. What else? I don't know. There's too many sexual fantasies that I have to list. There are too many for me to answer. So I'm gonna stick with what I have, with what I've said. And there's what else? It's like another. I feel like I should throw something more naughty in here. No, I'm going to stick with what I have. Yeah. Yeah, that's all you get. Okay. Describe any tattoos, placement and shape, and piercings. Placement. Again, I will say, fuck you. I'm not going to give you all of them. I'll give you some. I have 20 tattoos. Most of them are small. I have quite a few stars. I have... Then this is one that I'm okay with. I have the traditional blue guards of happiness on the front of my shoulders. One on either side that's just shaded. Those are my favorites. Those were the last tattoos that my dad did before he retired. So they are very dear to me. Let's see. What else do I have? Excuse me. Throat's all raw. Really bad. I have quite a few tattoos on my arms. I have the nautical stars on the inside-ish area of my arms. I have a big cross on the lower arm, which is a solid line, so you can start at any part of the tattoo and you can follow it all the way around and find your way back. But just because I have a cross on my arm does not mean that I'm religious. I have it because it's actually a beautiful tattoo. That's it. I have 5 little paw prints, like cat paw prints, run down one of my feet, that I got when I was about 19, that I love. I have some butterflies, I have a Celtic knotwork on my back, Sacred Heart on my back of my neck. Again, do not take that as a religious thing. My dad and my mom both have one, so it's a family thing. It's a traditional tattoo. And my second favorite, the birds are obviously my favorite, but my second favorite is one that my mom did during a short period of time that she tattooed, is on the inside of my lower arm, says, "Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die," which is from the Dave Matthews Band song. Yes, I know it's also religious, but, or not religious, it's like from some book or something, I have no fucking clue where it's originally from. But it's from the Dave Matthews Band song, Trippin' Billies, which is my favorite song of all time. So that is why I have it tattooed, not for whatever other reason it has a significance of. It's favorite lyric from the song, so.
And I have currently no piercings, but I used to have a lip piercing, the side of my lip, my lower lip. I used to have a labret, which is the one right below the lower lip. I used to have my tongue pierced, and I at one point had both nipples pierced. And I will be getting one nipple pierced. I say one because the other one actually worked its way out, so fuck that. I'm not going to go through that twice just to have it do the same thing. But I do want to get one of my nipples pierced again because I miss it. So I will be doing that. But currently, no piercings. Okay. What is the kinkiest thing you have ever done? I would say flogging myself is pretty damn kinky. I think. I mean, it is pretty kinky, so, yeah. It's either that or... No, you know what? I'm not going to say that. I'm going to go with flogging. I think that's pretty kinky, to be honest. And that's probably as far as I've gone so far. Who are the five people who make you come the most? Yeah, you really are a very naughty boy. You know that? Five people who make me come the most. Tom Hiddleston. Again. I'm gonna go with him. Yeah. Cause I really just have to think about him and fuck yeah. there is one person I'm not gonna say. Just because I'm not. So, there's a few people, out in the GWA community that I don't really want to see, but there's the fucking thing. Like, you, not the next question, but, well, actually the next two questions are, like, GWA shit, because, god, fuck you, man. Oh, I'm so gonna get you back for this. Fuck. Oh, okay. Fucker. See, no, I'm getting, like, embarrassed. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. Tom Hiddleston. Someone I can't say, because I can't say it. Trying you out, The Business UK, and, oh, god. Yeah, and, not so much vanilla. Yeah. I know. Okay. See? Fuck it. There. I said it. Now you people know that. You know that. So, there. Who are the five main people you think about when you come? Fuck you! Same people. I'm not gonna say it again. Same people I just said. Because they are the people that I think about the most. Because most of them I'm listening to when I'm coming. So there you go. I'm so gonna get you back for this. What are your five favorite GWA posts? Who are they by and why are they your favorite? Okay, well, my favorite is Sex in a Public Library by Libidinous UK. I think it was one of the earlier ones that I heard. and it just, it's really, yeah, it never fails to get me going, like, really hard. There's another one that he has, which is, First Time, I believe is what it's called, which is just really sweet and also really, really fucking sexy. Okay, let's see, what else? There's a post, there's one by Trying You Out, one of the more recent ones, the teacher one. If you're a fan of his, you know why that's such a turn on. It's the whole leaning into the mic thing. Yeah. That one gets me going.
Oh, God, what else? Shit.
Well, see, I have to go back to the business. The Slut in Public one I like listening to when I'm out. That's a favorite of mine. And there was a recent one. Oh God. This is so giving away like my obsessions here, because the other one that's a favorite of mine that I listen to is also by Trying You Out. And it's the another one of the, it's his public one, the listening in public. And see, so now you all now know my big weaknesses, the accent and public. So there you go. I am a sucker for an accent, and I'm a bit of an exhibitionist. There. Okay. And this one. You get caught by your parents while you are engaged in a sexual encounter. What are you doing at the time? Where are you? Etc. Describe in details. I'm going to go with probably somewhere that I'm not supposed to be having sex. I don't know, maybe somebody's house that I'm not supposed to be in, or like a fucking theater or museum. I have no fucking clue. Like, where it would be somewhere that I'm not supposed to be fucking, obviously. And it would probably be up against a wall, being fucked from behind. I would just assume that would be it. So I'm gonna go with that one. That's all the details you're getting, you little shit. What physical features of men and or women turn you on the most? Okay, women, picture if you have ever heard of the Suicide Girls. They're great. They're all different body shapes, and they all have kind of like crazy colored hair and lots of piercings, lots of tattoos. They're very unique, and that's what I'm attracted to in woman. Uniqueness and just tattoos and piercings and things. Men, God, I kind of like tall and lanky, but then I'm not adverse to really any physical aspects of a man. And same thing with a woman, really. But I think, fuck it. Tom Hiddleston. There you go. Do you want to know what I'm probably most attracted to in features and whatever? Tom Hiddleston. There you go. And I have said his name way too many times. And here's the other. See, and it's right back to it. What famous female and male do you find most attractive? Tom Hiddleston and Scarlett Johansson. There you go. What toys do you own, if any, including any household objects that you use in a dirty manner? Okay, I have a G-spot vibrator that I love. I have a dildo, which I'm not going to describe. I have a glass toy that I love, which is long and slender. It's a good one. It's really great. I have a flogger, which you all know if you've heard my flogging audio that I did a very long time ago. Not a long time ago, but you know. Clothespins, that I love using clothespins. And that's all I'm gonna say. So, yeah. Moving on. These are by, these are a different set of questions by someone else. And I don't know. Okay. What's your measurement? Well, we really care about boob size. I don't know, actually. I think I'm like a 36D. I lost a lot of weight recently, and I haven't been bra shopping, so I really don't know, but I'm probably about a 36D. So they're quite, they're more than a handful, obviously. They kind of get in the way. How often do you have sex? Never. And there we go. We've come to the question that I have put out there. I've put it on the AMA thing, if anybody read that. I am a virgin. Completely. I've never had sex. I've never had oral sex. I've never had any kind of sex. I've never had someone go down on me. I've never, you know, I've never done anything with anybody physically with them. So there you go. Yeah, I'm a 31-year-old virgin by choice. There's questions further on in that'll explain that, so I'll get back to it. What turns you on? Dominant men. That's a very big turn on. Dominant men. Sense of humor is big. Honesty, being genuine, caring, kind, all that shit. Those are all the things that really turn me on. What is the craziest sex you've had? None. But I will let you know when I have sex what the craziest is. What's your favorite book of all time? The Shining by Stephen King. It's fucking awesome. It's a genius book. Stephen King has a way of creating a completely unique world. And I kind of love how he puts this, like, religious insanity into all his stories. I just think it's genius because I'm... Okay, until tonight I actually called myself agnostic, but I've come to believe that I probably am just kind of atheist. But I don't like organized religion. I never have really liked organized religion. I've always been uncomfortable with it. So one of the things that I love about Stephen King's work is that he always has a character or characters that are fanatical in their religion. And it always creates this rift between multiple characters, and it's this brilliant way of weaving in that religious extremism, and it's beautifully done the way he does it, and The Shining is just one of the best examples of how he is a fantastic writer. Although one of the best examples of his ability to weave in religious insanity is a short story, The Mist, which is just incredible. I mean, if you've seen the movie, then you kind of understand, but the book, the short story, is so much better. So yeah, obviously Stephen King is my top, so yeah, but that's it. If you could choose, what would you do for a living? I'd be a therapist. I really would. That would be it. So, like I said, you know, you never know. Okay, next batch of questions. I love this question so much. If you could have a dedicated dungeon sex room where you live, what would you have in it? Cost not being a factor, and only in inanimate things, no people. Oh, God, so many things. There would be floggers and sorry, my brain just shut off for a second. Floggers, riding crops, lots of toys, lots of glass things, I think. There'd be a lot of really comfortable, like, leather thing, like, chairs and just really comfy places. Because, frankly, if you're going to have a dungeon, you got to make it somewhat comfy. Yeah. So, there'd be places to be tied up and or tied down, and some shackles and, like, you know, leather cuffs and collars, and just all the really, really delightful things. Plenty of spanking implements would be really nice. So yeah, and now I'm thinking about what it would be like to have a dungeon, and I'm getting kind of turned on. So yeah. Thank you for that. And truly, that's awesome. Over the knee or tied to a cross for you and or your partner? Myself, over the knee. Partner, probably go with tied to a cross. Just because different levels of... of... Oh, excuse me. Oh, God. See, I'm sleep deprived. I'm starting to yawn. That has nothing to do with the questions that I'm answering. These are awesome questions. So, this just, I'm tired. Yeah, I think those are, they're like different levels of intimate, BDSM, and they're for different people. Like, I like the over-the-knee thing for myself, but I don't think I'd actually be able to do that to somebody. It just wouldn't feel right, so it would be the tied to a cross. Okay. Leather, latex, or lace? Leather. Yeah. I love leather. Yeah. Okay, name the movie and book that turned you on the most, but that wasn't porn, smut, or naughty. Open to your interpretation of what is considered porn. Turned me on the most. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with World War Z. Like, it shouldn't have turned me on, because it was a horror movie, but it really did. Yeah, that would be the movie. The book that turned me on. Oh God. I have no idea. What would have turned me on? I'm sure it was like a horror story or something, because that usually does. But like one that wasn't smut or like erotica. Oh wow, I really don't know. I honestly can't think of a book that turned me on that wasn't meant to. yeah, God, I really don't know. Twilight? I don't really know if that turned me on. I mean, oh God, and I just said I like Twilight. Fuck. No. You know what? Forget I said Twilight. The fuck is Twilight? Jesus. I have no idea what that... I've never heard of Twilight. What's Twilight? Okay, I'm gonna move on. Okay. You happen across some delicious blackmail material on two celebrities outside of porn and decide to leverage that to shoot an adult film of your own enjoyment. You don't get to star in it. Blech. Who are those two celebrities? Tom Hiddleston and Michael Fassbender. Y'all know why. Okay. There's some other questions. What's your dream travel destination? London. Obviously. I really want to go there. Someday. Maybe. I'll get there. Who knows? Most enjoyable travel destination you've actually been to? I did answer that earlier. That was South Carolina. Best way to spend a weekend? Watching a sunrise in a national park or clubbing until the morning? Sunrise in a national park. I love sunrise. I love photographing sunrise. It's actually one of my favorite things to do. I have probably more photos of sunrises than I need. but because of where I live, I have a perfect view of the horizon. And we get some of the most beautiful sunrises. So, and I'm usually awake when they happen, and I just love photographing them. And so that would be it for me. Okay, next batch of questions. Okay, this is an extension of a question that I answered in my masturbation one. Describe the scene plot for your gangbang movie fantasy. Okay, now my gangbang movie fantasy is myself, Michael Fassbender, Tom Hiddleston, and James McAvoy. What I would like and what I see is I have Tom Hiddleston behind me with his hands wrapped around, cupping the girls, because he has big, amazing hands. And I would really like him to be basically in my ass. I would love Michael Fassbender underneath me, fucking my pussy. And I would really like to have James McAvoy in front of me while I suck on his glorious cock. This is what I fantasize about.
And I'm turning myself on, thinking about it right now. You know, if I'm not careful, I'm going to have to shut this off and go handle that and then come back. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's about as far into detail as I can get without, yeah, okay. I'm going to move on. What is one sexual experience you wish you had never had? Well, I've never had sex, but when I was 19, I made out with a guy who had, like, the worst cigarette breath ever, and he wasn't really, like, my type of person, and to be honest, if I could go back, I would not have made out with him or let him feel me up, so, yeah. Okay, what do you listen to, or do you listen to anything in particular when you masturbate? I listen to some GWA posts. I'm pretty sure at this point you know who and which. On top of that, I also listen to music at times. Specifically, there's a few songs that really turn me on. There's Massive Attack has a song, Angel, which is just so sexy. So that's a big one. And there's a couple of others that do turn me on, really, like, really turn me on if I can, you know, like, fucking find them. Future Starts Slow by The Kills is really, really good. And it just has, like, a really good beat to it. Stop. Okay. This song, actually, I really, by this band, Bonobo? I think that's how it is. It's, The Keeper. It's really, really just, oh god, it's sexy. So yeah, that one, that's a favorite of mine. I think those are like the three big ones that I listen to. That just really get me in the mood. Yeah. Yeah, those are big ones. So, would you masturbate in public if you thought you wouldn't get caught? Yes and yes. I have, actually. I've masturbated in the dressing room of a local store. Before, and it was fun, and I want to do it again. I think I've actually done it a couple times, if I think, yeah. And I would do it even if I thought I was going to get caught, because let's be honest, I'm a bit of an exhibitionist. Okay, what one sexual experience made you feel like a goddess? Again, I haven't had sex, but I have plenty of sexual experience with myself, so... Probably one of the times that I had, like, just a multitude of orgasms, just, like, fucking one after another, which happens pretty often if I think about it. Yeah. One of those. I don't know if I really can think of the exact one. But yeah. Just one of those times where you've come so many times that... At the end, you're just like, oh, wow, I feel good. That's, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what are three things that always or almost always turn you on? Again, smell of a man, dominant man, and what was the third one? Did I have a third one before? I have the memory of a fucking goldfish. I forget stuff that I just read or stuff that I just said. And sense of humor. Yeah, sense of humor is a turn on. And one that is an instant wet blanket total turn off. Okay. Oh god. Instant cruelty. Cruel. Being cruel. being cruel for the sake of just doing that. There is nothing more of a turnoff than someone who's being cruel for the sake of just being cruel. I find that such a turnoff. Yeah. Some word association. I love this. I read through this before. I always come up with the same thing. What do you think when you hear the word? Thick. I think of cock. Juicy. I think of pussy. Hot. Sex. Strap. Being tied down. Whip. Being whipped. Hug. Family. Smile. Happiness. Slide. Being a child, basically. Slip. Really funny. Tug. Hair. Yeah, I'll leave that up to you. Which would you choose right now? Cuddle or bind? Right now? Cuddle, actually. But that changes. You know, ask me in an hour, I may say bind. But right now, I'd go for a cuddle. Kiss or spank? Spank. Okay, no, you know, mostly spank, but right now I think it'd be kiss. Lick or fondle? Fondle. Yeah. Pepperoni or sausage? Pepperoni. Cake or ice cream? Ice cream. Family or friends? Family. Book or movie? Book. Train or plane? Train. I don't like flying. Ocean or mountains? Mountains. Hard fucking or loving romp? Depending on the time, I would typically go for hard fucking, but I'm gonna go with loving romp right now because that's sort of what I feel like. Tied down or dressed up? Tied down. Holding your lover or stroking your lover? Holding your lover. Yeah. Okay, next group. What was the first thing that you heard or saw that was what people would call kinky that excited you? When I was a preteen, I found a copy of Hustler magazine. That was some pretty kinky shit. And it turned me on big time. I remember there was a couple women and there was a high heel involved in very strategic places. And it made me wet. So yeah, I think that would be, and Hustler's pretty kinky. So yeah. Do you have a kink or something that you only use when masturbating? No, I don't think so. Well, I mean, everything I do is masturbating, but it's all the stuff that I would actually do if I wasn't masturbating. I would still do it. So I don't really think there's one particular thing that I do. I'm trying to think. No, because I'd do it all. If I were having sex, I would do everything that I was doing. So, no, I don't think I have just one particular one. Yeah. Okay. Have you ever dreamed of the cock that will take your virginity? Yeah. Of course. I would. I have. I don't want it to be too big, to be honest with you. I mean, okay, granted, I have toys, and, like, if the technical aspect of being a virgin is, you know, losing your hymen, fucking that was gone a long ass time ago. So basically the only thing that makes me a virgin at this point is that I haven't slept with a person. Yeah, you know what I mean. So I think, I don't want the guy to be too big because then maybe it would just be really painful. Yeah. I think that's my only thing. Oh, excuse me. I think it's really my only thing. Just not, you know, too big. Okay, next one. these are like... this is a whole series of ones that are not going to... But they're dirty, so I'm going to say it. When someone is eating you out, do you prefer all pussy work? Well, I've never been eaten out. So, I don't know. But probably not. You probably want to mix it up a bit. I'm just gonna say you gotta, like, you know, do some different things there. So yeah, probably a, you know, combination. Or a nice combination. So a combination. Or pussy and butt licking. I'm just gonna go with, I really don't know. This one I'm just gonna say because I had to actually look it up, and I still don't, it's so weird. But I'm gonna say it because I had to look it up and I have to say it. When someone is tossing your salad, do you prefer syrup or jelly? Okay, first off, I literally had to go look this up because I had no fucking clue what that meant. But now that I know, I'm just gonna go with no, just no on all of it. but you never know. Right person. Do you own any tail plugs? No, I do not. But they are really very nice, and I would like to get one someday. Okay, next group. This may already have been asked, okay, but just in case, why are you still a virgin? I am still a virgin because I tend to believe that sex is something that you should thoroughly enjoy, and I don't trust easily, and if I don't trust the person completely, then how am I supposed to, you know, be able to let myself go? And if I can't let myself go, then I can't enjoy the sex. And if I can't enjoy sex, then really what's the point in having it? So that's what I'm waiting for. Just that person who's, you know, who I can completely trust and be myself with and enjoy. And whether I meet him or her tomorrow or next year or whenever, I plan to not just go find a random person to fuck. I plan to make sure that I enjoy it. So, yeah. Yeah, that's really it. Okay, what's the best compliment you've ever received, sexual or not? I think the best compliment non-sexual was just, you know, someone says that I have a really good personality or a good laugh or a good smile, or just those are compliments that, you know, make you blush. Sexual, I don't know. I have no clue if I've had any kind of good sexual one. I really don't know. Well, no, you know what? I think, actually, a lot of the compliments that I get on GWA, that are in a very graphic sexual nature, I find flattering. But then I'm that type of girl who just, I don't know, I just find it, hot to, you know, have somebody tell me that they get hard listening to my voice. I like hearing that, so I'm gonna go with that's a good compliment for me. But it might not be for everybody, but it is for me. Okay, do you have any deeply held political, moral, or spiritual beliefs? If so, could you mention some of them? I am Democrat. I am, being in America, I mean, you have Democrat, Republican, or like the Tea Party and shit like that. I'm a staunch Democrat. I'm a firm Democrat. There's no wavering on that. I grew up Democrat, but it wasn't really thrust into politics. I was allowed to, you know, choose my own path into politics and many other things. And so I'm a firm Democrat. I don't agree with the Republicans at all. And that's pretty deeply ingrained in who I am. Morale, yes. I have very strong morale when it comes to telling the truth. I do not like being lied to, and I don't like lying. I can't lie to somebody. I really don't like to. And I'm very honest. So if you ask me my opinion, I will give you it. If you ask me for advice, I will give you what I genuinely think. If you ask me a question, I will answer it honestly. That's very big. Spiritual beliefs? I'm sure there's something out there, but fuck if I know what it is. And I'm cool with that. So, yeah, I'm spiritual in that I have faith, but I don't. Beyond that, that's really where it ends. Do you have any deep, dark secrets that you're willing to share? I don't really have any deep, dark secrets, to be honest. I think my deepest, darkest secret is that I record and post my orgasms for anybody to hear. That's probably the deepest, darkest secret. But everybody on here knows that. But nobody in my daily life knows that. So, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna... Yeah. Okay. These next ones, and I'm gonna say who it is. These are from Trying You Out. I'm gonna say that because some of these are fucking awesome. You have to become a Siamese twin with another member of the GWA community. You must sleep, eat, poop, love, and work while attached to each other. Who would it be, and what body parts would you be attached by? Okay, oh god, that's so hard to choose one. Do I have to really choose one? Okay, fine. I would kind of like to be attached at the hip, like literally attached at the hip. To a shy exhibitionist. Cause she's just so sweet and like I love her accent and she's got a nice little filthy mind like I do, and I tend to think we'd have a lot of fun if we were joined at the hip. Okay, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. What recordings have you been surprised that you've enjoyed because you didn't think you'd enjoy them when you first saw the title tags? Basically anything by, is it Voca Writer? Or what is he? He's known by Ollie. He's got some pretty fucked up shit. And yet, for some reason, his voice turns me on. So probably anything by him. Which, that's not, like, that's a total compliment. So, yeah. Because, you know, his voice just, I don't know, makes me tingly, so there you go. Alright. This is a good one. You have to have sex at one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Great Pyramid of Giza? Giza? Gaza? Yeah. I'm bad at pronouncing some of these, so I am so sorry. Hanging Gardens of Babylon, Temple of Artemis at Ephesus? Yeah. Statue of Zeus at Olympia. I think I pronounced that right. Mausoleum at Helicarnassus? Oh my god, I really suck at pronunciation. Colossus of Rhodes and the Lighthouse of Alexandria. Oh god, wait, I knew this one because I read this and I... Fuck, which one was it? Oh, god, wait, I'm literally gonna look them up, like, really, really quick. Because I can. And you're just gonna, like, seriously, you're gonna have to bear with me for, like, a couple minutes. Fuck, wait. Wait, because I knew which one it was, and now I can't remember. Wait, I think... I'm sorry, this takes so long. Yes. Okay, this one. The Colossus of Rhodes, because it is, the statue of the Titan Helios. and Helios... excuse me, is, god of the sun, and I don't know, I think that's kind of cool. It's a beautiful, beautiful statue, and I don't know, I'm just, there's something about the god of sun of the sun that attracts me. I'm not exactly sure why. I can't really explain that one. But awesome fucking question. So, yeah. Okay, here we go. You have become a superhero. Only catch is, you are actually an evil nemesis of someone. What character are you? What is your secret power? And who is your nemesis? Oh, okay, Alright. I'm gonna go with the silence. And my secret power is that I can take away your ability to speak and make any fucking sound. Because at times, I really like quiet. And I think my nemesis would be, I don't know, like super sound or something. Like a dude who just creates noise everywhere he goes. Like a big, clunky, annoying superhero that with like big boots and like a cape that makes too much swishy sounds. I could see that pissing me off. So I'm gonna go with that, and I really have no idea if that made sense. Oh my god. Okay. Your secret mission is to obtain a gold medal at the Olympics by any means necessary. How do you do it? I would start taking out every person that I was up against, full on showgirl style. Like, down a flight of stairs, maybe kind of drown them a little bit in a pool. Just take them out. Like, you got the archers, take them out with a bow and arrow, something. Just not kill anybody. Just take them out of the running. I'd take everybody out. So just like one after another, accidents would happen. And I would slowly make it to the top where I'd get the gold medal no matter how good or bad I was. So there you go. All right. Next ones. Excuse me. Do you like to watch porn or read erotica? I love erotica. I'm a huge fan of erotica. I have quite a collection, and it's just, it turns me on. So, yes. I love the written word. Okay. If you could star in one porno, who else would be in it, and what would you do? What would you all do? I would love to be in a porn with James Dean. God, if you've ever seen James Dean, man, he's intense. He's hot. Yeah, him. Definitely him. Okay. What was your first masturbation memory? I don't know. I think maybe the first one, see, when I'm thinking about it, possibly the first one I can remember was back with, like, the Hustler magazine. Because I know I had a really good orgasm, and I think that's the first one I can remember. But like I said, memory of a goldfish. So, yeah. Let's see. How did you start masturbating? Just exploring with my fingers, and went, ooh, that felt good, and kept going. How did you find GWA? You can thank Libidinous UK for pointing me in this direction. Somebody mentioned his punishment. Yeah, his punishment audio on Tumblr that I was on, and I went, oh, that sounds interesting. And I listened to it and was like, fuck, his voice is amazing. And I started following him on SoundCloud, and he told me about where to find his other postings, and I think I saw a tag for GWA and searched for it and found it, and I found heaven, basically. So, yeah. What made you start posting here? Somebody on the site, who I won't name because I don't know if I can. I'm not going to, but he encouraged me after I sent him one of the ones, my first one. And he said that I should try posting it because it'd probably do really well, and it did. So, yes, that was he knows who he is. Thank you for encouraging me, because I love it now. What made you keep posting? I really get turned on knowing that I turn people on. Knowing that people listen to me and get off. That's the biggest turn on. So that's what keeps me posting. I really enjoy that. I really, truly do. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Next group. How have you fantasized losing your virginity? I think my biggest fantasy, like, the one way that I really would be the full-on, dom-sub type thing. Type, just, you know, being held down and, tied down and then spanked and fucked and just that one. Beyond that, I could at times see it being loving, slow and comfortable. I think it really depends on my mood at the time. Yeah. Does the idea make me nervous? Yes. I'm 31. I shouldn't be nervous, but I'm going to be nervous because I'm 31 and I'm a virgin. That's how the hell would that, you know, turn anybody on? I don't know. I don't know. So yeah, it does make me nervous. What is the highest number of times you have ever come in one day? 68. But that's actually rounded down from the number because I didn't want to round up because who wants to do that? So you round down. So I ended up at 68. That was last week sometime, I believe. A few days ago? That was last week sometime, yeah. Yeah, so 68 at least. That was a good day. That was, no, that wasn't a good day. That was a fucking amazing day. Yeah, I was trying to get to 100 that day, but then I got really tired and just fell asleep and didn't get back to it. I just didn't have the energy. So I plan to try that again and shoot for the 100. Yeah. What was it about that day that made you so horny? Oh, just that, I don't know. How did I start that day? I just woke up in a mood. I woke up like, I want to get off. And then I just really wanted to do that more and more often. I don't specifically remember what it was that set me off, but, yeah. That was good. Alright. Do you ever fantasize about men you see in public all the time? Hell yes. Yes. God. I walk by a man, it's like, yeah, I can think of all the naughty things that I could have him do to me right here, right now. Yeah. Okay. Where do you want to be in your life in 10 years? The same, happy. That's it. I just really want to be happy and content the way I am now. So I really don't think not too much would change. If I had to go physically, I would love to be in London by then, but who knows. What would be the perfect date for you? For me, the perfect date is pizza and beer and Rear Window. At home, on the couch, watching Rear Window, you eat the pizza, you got the beer, you're good. I'm that's the type of girl I am. I don't need to go out and be wooed or anything. I'm pretty comfy person. So, yeah. What book has had the most impact on your life and how? Book that had the most impact. I don't know if I've actually read a book that had massive impact yet. I don't think that's really happened yet. I say yet because I still have so many things to read. I think the one that so far has had the biggest impact is, it's a book called, and I have it, like, right next to me, S&M 101 by Jay Wiseman, and it's kind of, like, the definitive book about, S&M, and it's an honest, genuine book about it,
And it's not meant to be kinky or anything. It's just meant to be an honest telling of the relationship. And it's basically like a reference book. And it's an excellent book. It really is. So that's probably the one that's had the biggest impact, or at least the one I can think of right now. Maybe there's another one that I'm not remembering, that I don't know. Okay. Are you religious? Believe in God? Nope. I was agnostic, but apparently I should say that I'm just kind of atheist. So yeah. Yeah. No, I believe in something. I don't know what it is. I do have faith, but it's not religion or God. So what is your earliest sexual memory? Oh my God. Shit, I have no idea. Like I said, memory of a goldfish. I think the earliest really is the, oh gosh. Maybe like one of my brother's friends when I was younger, like that I thought was attractive, and as I was young, you know, your mind starts to wander, and yeah, I'll go with that. But I don't know exactly when that was, and I don't really know what happened in it. Usually they were about being in public. Yeah, even when I was a kid, when I was a little kid, I was apparently an exhibitionist. So, yeah. I think that's it. So, yeah. Okay, so that is all the questions that I have. And shit, I am almost at 2 hours. Fuck, this is going to be like really long. I am sorry to everybody who had to listen to me ramble for almost 2 hours. I'm sorry. And if you don't want to listen to this, it's totally fine. If you made it through, you're awesome. And yeah, thank you so very much. Thank you all for the questions. This was fun. I seriously said that I would never do this. And apparently I was wrong. So yeah. And I've been told by somebody that I'm really bad at ending these, like anything like this, and I would have to agree. So yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go and get some sleep now, because I am very, very, very tired. So hopefully you all enjoy this. And, if you ever want to ask me anything else, you can. And like I said, I'm honest and open. So, yeah. And so just, I have no idea why the frat boy part of my brain just laughed at what I just said. It's late and I'm fuzzy and I'm... If I don't shut off now, I'm going to get like stupid giggly. So I can feel myself heading in that direction. Okay. Thank you all so much. All right. Bye.